Very pleased to welcome to the show right now Brian Billick. He is a former NFL coach and, of course, Fox Sports and NFL Network analyst, joining us now to talk about some league-wide topics. First of all, Brian, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
So, Coach, I want to start with the Green Bay Packers because I saw an interesting item. Mercury Morris, who's always has something to say about it, like I guess a lot of the former Dolphins from that 72 team, who's on track to maybe be perfect, said that he'd like it to be the Packers this time around. Wasn't so keen about it being the Patriots the last time that they had a shot at it because he just didn't like what they stood for or whatever. To paraphrase, he likes what this Packer team represents. That aside, or if you want to comment on that too, but what's your take on this Packer team, and do you see perfection in their future?
Well, I don't know that anybody would make a living betting on a team's ability to go 16-0, but can the Packers beat everybody that's left on their schedule? Absolutely. So that's kind of a contradiction of terms, so to speak. But, yeah, they're more than capable. They're going to be favored in every game going forward, and that includes probably all the way to the Super Bowl, if indeed they can get there. I had their San Diego game, obviously looked a lot of film. Yeah, they're the real deal, and it's Aaron Rodgers. It's that receiving core. It's Mike McCarthy and the way they're using them. I think that defense is better than people are giving it credit for. I mean, they've given up some big plays, but you know, you get into a track meet sometime when your offense is doing that. It's kind of, you know, that's just kind of the mentality it takes on. So I think they're very, very capable of it because they're a well-orchestrated team with a great deal of talent.
What about Aaron Rodgers, you being the guy who breaks down these quarterbacks as thoroughly as anybody and all the intricacies, besides just his God-given talent, what about his game and the way he's set up in that offense that makes him so effective, so incredibly, so incredible?
Well, it's just he's the complete quarterback. To use a Bill Walsh term, he has the full repertoire of throws. I don't know that I've seen anybody as accurate outside the pocket as Aaron Rodgers is. It's incredible the accuracy that he can generate once he gets outside the tackles and extends the play the way he does. And you have to that receiving group he's working with. Keep in mind now, this is a homegrown group. They've been together the whole time, with the exception of Driver, who's, you know, 13 years. These guys kind of grew up together. They think and act as one. And to watch them operate with one another, his ability to put the ball, and they're very diverse. You know, they each represent a different set of talents. So they're beautifully put together, which you got to give credit to Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. And again, I don't know that Mike McCarthy gets his due in terms of his orchestration of that offense. You know, you talk about a Sean Payton and Drew Brees and what they're able to do. I think Mike McCarthy is as good as anybody in the league.
Switching gears to the AFC, the team that you used to coach, the Baltimore Ravens, have been a very interesting study for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is maybe, you know, not living up to the expectation of a team that could be dominant. And I know they're still highly competitive and they're still going to be there. But, you know, we see certain issues where they lose a game to Seattle where Joe Flacco is throwing the football just an incredible number of times. What was it? 52 passes, and Ray Rice gets 5 carries. An incredible imbalance there. What's your observation on what's going on with the Ravens?
Well, what's the old saying? Once is an accident, twice is coincidence, 3 times it's a concern, and it has to be a concern because they do seem to get into these cycles where Ray Rice can disappear. You know, I did their game in Atlanta, Arizona, where they had to come back and spread it out a little bit. I think Joe Flacco operates very well from a spread-out offense. Clearly what Baltimore wants to do is play good defense, run the ball, keep it tight on the edges, and they're capable of doing that. But if you're going to win a championship, at some point you've got to be able to rely on the strength of your quarterback, and I think Joe Flacco has shown that. But they seem a bit schizophrenic from time to time in terms of who and what they are. What was the bigger concern in the Seattle game for me was less Flacco in the offense than it was they brought it back within a 7-point game. They put the ball with 5 minutes and 52 seconds, and with that great defense, they never saw the ball again. And that's unique for them. That had me more concerned than what was going on offensively.
the Texans losing Matt Schaub for the season now, and we know what kind of a talented quarterback he is. Now turning to Matt Leinart, they were flying high with Schaub. I got a good look at that football team when they were beating up on the Browns, Brian. Now I wonder, even though they rely so heavily on Arian Foster, Ben Tate, that dominant running game, you still need the guy to make plays for you at quarterback. And can they sustain with Matt Leinart in that role?
Well, we're going to find out, and we're going to find out if Matt Leinart can play. I mean, you can't step into a better situation. There are those that question whether he is a legitimate NFL quarterback or not. And he's stepping into a situation with all the things you just said. Their ability to run the ball, to get Andre Johnson back, what a huge asset that's going to be. It's amazing to see what they've done without Andre Johnson in the lineup. Defensively, they're playing as well as anybody in the league. Their schedule is such that it's teed up very well for Houston and for Matt Leinart to show indeed he is worthy of, you know, all the accolades he had coming out of college, the high pick that he was. It's ready-made for him. If he can't with this situation, then he pretty much has ended his career. There's no reason they can't be successful with Matt Leinart if he can step up into it. But there kind of comes a point where you kind of wonder, boy, we just snaked it. I mean, you lose Mario Williams and Andre Johnson the way you have, and now your quarterback. It's hard for any team in this league to ultimately go on and have the success they are capable of when you lose your starting quarterback.
Now, on Sunday, you're going to be on the call for the Cardinals at 49ers, and the 49ers, just a very fascinating team. I guess that's the best word for them, and we've been calling them a surprise. Now I just think they're flat-out good, right?
Oh, absolutely. And when you sized up the division, you knew that the 49ers across the board were probably the most talented team in the NFC West. The wild card was the quarterback position. Could Alex Smith finally step up into that first overall pick status in terms of justifying that pick? And he has. Now, you know, some people are saying, well, he hasn't been put in a situation where he has to win a game. Well, that's not his fault. I mean, the fact that they're playing that well, but we're going to find out, because clearly at some point here, whether now the playoffs, he's going to have to put that team on his back. And we don't know that Alex Smith can't do that. I've seen Alex Smith open it up. I had a couple of their games the last couple of years, one down in Houston, coincidentally, and up in Green Bay, where they got down by 21, had to kind of fold up the game plan, put it in their back pocket, spread it out, and try to catch up. And he looked very, very good. Now, that was on a poor team that wasn't going to win, and they were down by 21. That's a different scenario than being the front runner, being a good football team, that now you have to do that in order to win a game to continue into the playoffs or maybe go to a Super Bowl. So we're going to find out about that, but based on the way he's played, you got to figure, you got to bet on him, because this is a very good football team.
As we size up the rest of very good or excellent teams, best of in the NFL, we talked about the Packers and now the Niners. Who else on this list, at least your short list, are we talking Steelers? Are we talking Patriots, kind of the usual suspects? We round it out for me if you have kind of your, say, top five and such.
Well, you know, I do a power ranking for NFL, FoxSports.com every mm-hmm. week, which is kind of fun. You know how the power ratings go. What have you done for me lately?
Right.
And who's there now? And but when you go down that power ranking, it's, you know, it's real clear cut. I'm like everybody else. It doesn't take much to figure out the Packers are on top. You know, at 8-1, and I did the 49er Dallas game, the one loss they had, and they easily could have won that game. So that team could be staring at 9-0 very, very easily. The AFC and then in the NFC behind them, obviously New Orleans, you probably have to slip in there. Obviously Drew Brees, they've had their stumbles as well that makes you scratch your head a little bit. In the AFC, you know, that's a tough one because clearly the Steelers, the Patriots, you got to put Houston and Baltimore in there. But each of them had had those games or have that qualifier right now. Houston, we just talked about, can they do it without Matt Schaub? Can New England do it with the defense? Looked pretty good, put a good rush on last week against the Jets, but can they maintain that? The Ravens we just talked about, which Raven teams, the one that loses to Tennessee, Jacksonville, or Seattle, or the one that has won and beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, or swept the Pittsburgh Steelers? And the Steelers, they also a little up and down. You know, their game against the Ravens, and you know it's a tough, hard-fought rivalry.
Right.
You know, the Steelers would tell you, we didn't lose, we just ran out of time. And so, you know, you probably have to look at the Steelers at the top of the AFC pyramid, but that can change on a dime.
He is Brian Billick. You can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Billick. And you follow him on the air, of course, on Fox Sports, NFL Network. Catch him on the call for Sunday's Cardinals at 49ers game. It's a 4:05 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, Dick.
All right, we have got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.